Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneur, it's Jess. I hope you guys are well. I hope your weeks have been good. It is mid-July over here, y'all, and my brain is on go mode, okay? We're prepping for the Fashionpreneur Experience over at Irregular Exposure. We're getting prepared for this new rollout in August, and we have a lot happening, and it's coming up quick. We're like 3 weeks away from this huge conference and a new rollout of a new collection at Irregular Exposure, so we're super busy. But in the meantime, I recently shared with you guys on the most previous episode that we rolled out our TFA Elite membership, which we're so excited about. If you want to continue to partake in our community, get access to exclusive content like this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries in its full entirety, if you want to continue to get access to live lectures, Q&A masterclasses, conversations with amazing different influencers, celebrities, you name it, we're going to have some amazing people within our community. And we have a lot of new surprises in store, exclusive events, all that good stuff. So make sure you guys head over to thefashionpreneuracademy.com and check out our TFA Elite membership. It's under Join. So if you guys just go to the website, click Join, you'll be able to see that option to work with us. We're excited to work with you guys, hopefully. But nonetheless, I wanted to introduce my amazing marketing coordinator, Josephine Menardis. Josie is awesome, y'all. She's a beast. She started with me as a personal assistant in March last year. And she is now training for a major role at Irregular Exposure. And I'm so excited because she has been assisting me with some of our Q&A masterclasses. Me and her both teach a class each month for our TFA Elite membership, along with some amazing other lectures and guest hosts that we have coming along in the near future. But Josie took over on last week's class, and I wanted to share a clip with you guys. Josie was teaching on the importance of target customers versus avatars. So at Irregular Exposure, guys, we just rolled out this amazing new system, right? And well, it's about to roll out on August 1st, this new system. And we're excited because it's a new revenue stream and we're always excited for more coins, right? But sorry, y'all, my email's going ham. But nonetheless, what I do want to let you guys know is that we have our target customer at Irregular Exposure. We know that we really do support the woman that is around 28 years old to 45 years old. She's a woman that is looking for attainable luxury. She wants high quality garments. She wants custom designed garments, but she wants pieces quickly. She wants pieces in the format of fast fashion, but she wants them very exclusive. And recently, literally, I swear, like, it was just insane the way it came to me, but I've realized that we have different avatars within our target customer, and we have these three different amazing consumers. We have these customers that come from different backgrounds. I won't get into the avatars right now. We kind of discussed them more within the membership, the TFA Elite membership, rather, and on this call that you guys are about to hear with Josie, we really break them down. But within our three different avatars, we're finding that within that huge target customer, we have to translate and communicate with each avatar differently. We have to translate in a way that they pick up on what we're saying, right? So I want to introduce you guys to this segment. This lesson that we shared, it was exclusive to our TFA Elite members. So this was one of the classes that you guys missed out on. Hopefully if you join, you can get this game in its full entirety. So I'm going to go ahead and let Josie take over. You guys are going to hear from some of our amazing students as well that were not fearful when it comes to us putting them on the stage to share and allow us to kind of review their data. So I hope you guys enjoy this. And yeah, I will talk to you guys within the next clip of the Fashionpreneur Diaries.
For you that don't know me, my name is Josephine. I am right there next to Jess. I do my best to help her in any way I can. I'm the executive coordinator here at the Fashionpreneur Academy, and I am the expert support a majority of the time. So I am the one responding to any emails that you send, or, you know, anything that you really send our way, whether that be emails, DM, whatever it is. And I'm actually really excited for what we're going to talk about today, because we're going to use the SWOT analysis that you used last week to help us figure out what we are doing today, which is actually finding your customer or segmentation / creating your customer avatars. So I'm going to have a couple of you actually hop on here with me. That way I'm able to kind of talk to you about your company and we can actually figure out your customer avatars. So this will be a lot of fun. I absolutely love this kind of segmentation process. As you may know, I am also the I'm also the coordinator of marketing over at A Regular Exposure. So this is something that Jess and I did not long ago, and it was so beneficial, so helpful, and really making sure we understood our regular girl. So I want to do the same thing with you guys. So go ahead and hop in the chat if you are interested in doing this today, and I will go ahead and invite one of you guys to hop in with me. And we will go through and chat it up. And I'll also go through how we create these profiles, how we create the avatars to really just benefit the most of, benefit you guys, benefit the company, what we ask ourselves and all that. But let me know if any of you are interested and I will invite you here to chat with me. I want to talk a little bit more about a customer avatar is. I know we're only like 3 minutes in and I'm already hitting heavy, but I want to make sure this hour is worth it. So the whole point of a customer avatar is to really understand who you're selling to. So for example, at A Regular Exposure, we have a few avatars. You're most likely not going to have only one, because this not only impacts with age, it impacts with buying habits, it impacts with color, the colors they choose. It has an impact of how much they spend per purchase, how frequently they shop, where they buy from, and where they are, like what. So that being said, it is to know all of these answers and kind of like find the more avatars you'll start to create in a sense. We have three at A Regular Exposure, but really just depends on how many kinds of people shop at your store. So let's go ahead and hop into it. Nobody has volunteered. So if at least one person could volunteer and hop up with me, I have to do this with a specific company. I think that it would be really beneficial to your company and from there be able to actually really push and talk about your avatars, create your avatars. It'll make it a little bit easier on you. It's okay, Dana. The SWOT isn't entirely like, Dana said that she didn't get a chance to do her SWOT. That's totally cool, because the SWOT is just helpful in, you know, understanding where your customer may be coming from, but it's not necessarily a necessity for this. It's just kind of the process that your mindset goes through. So we'll talk about that. If you're down to go ahead and do it, we can totally start creating your avatars, and we'll talk about the strengths and weaknesses throughout that process. But an entire SWOT analysis isn't necessary. Hi, Morgan. Thank you for joining us. We are up real fast. We have a few people in here. A couple more have hopped in. So we are doing avatar creation today. So I will go through and do a quick explanation of that real fast. And you'll kind of use your SWOT analysis. Oh, Dana will do it. Perfect. So Dana, I'll grab you in just a second. But we're going to create our avatars. So in each, you have avatars. And these avatars are people that shop with you. You can give them names, you can give them nicknames, whatever it may be. But In a sense, at a regular exposure, for example, we have three avatars. These three avatars tell us exactly who our customers are. We have anybody that sits in between these avatars. There's some that might hop into being that avatar, like they're, let's say they're in one category and they're soon to be in another category. However, this impacts age, it impacts how much they spend, their average cart value, how frequently they purchase from us, what kinds of things they purchase from us, as well as where they are finding us. And last but not least, what is pushing them to push the buy button. So all being said, I'm going to invite Dana with me and I'll go through this process a little bit more. That way it's a little bit, it'll make more sense as actually. So let me figure out how to do this. One second, Dana. I can't remember how to do it, so it's going to take me a second. If you could, Dana, request to speak. And I'm pretty sure how that's how I will grab you. Gotcha. Okay, you should pop up here in a second. I have approved your request to speak. Ah, hi Dana, there you are. Hi Dana.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to go through and create your customer avatars, which I am super favorite parts of customer segmentation is actually kind of figuring out the, this is in a sense like the meat of your customers. We have, as I mentioned, three here at a regular exposure, and we'll kind of see how by you that are by.
Okay, I don't know why, but you're breaking up a little bit on my end.
Our Wi-Fi's been a little slow today, so it might be the Wi-Fi, but I'll just have you go through and kind of explain the explain your brand and then explain the people that are kind of buying from you as well.
Okay, so my brand is called Hazel Bowles, and I sell children's wear for girls or boys. I really probably have more moms buying from me than anyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And how do your moms find you? Do they find you usually via Instagram, Facebook, email?
Yeah, they used to find me on Instagram, and it would send them to my website, but my website is not uploaded at the moment, it's not online at the moment, so right now I'm doing like pop-up shops to get rid of all of my inventory.
Gotcha. And what are right around the ages that you notice most frequently shopping at your store?
I'm not sure. I would say it's really like younger moms. So maybe like early 20s to well 30, 35 age range.
So okay, so it's like first time moms?
I wouldn't even say first-time moms. They may have multiple children, but it's mostly moms of daughters, although I do carry boys' clothing. A lot of girl moms come to me.
Gotcha. And what would you say is, like, something that you've noticed they really are attracted to, whether that be the very, like, frilly things or
bows, like, attracted purses.
To more neutral colors or bows?
Yeah, they love the bows. Love. And purses. And really my sets. I have a lot of little girl sets that just go together, so they love stuff like that and anything that's kind of bright in the summertime for a little girl. I think they like anything bright any time of year when it's for a little girl.
I feel like that's a very common thing almost, like a known fact. Okay, so let's talk about your target customer. So this is, I think you found your target customer, which is great, because then you build from your target customer to your avatar. So your target customer is going to be that younger mom. She's that one that is really just wanting her kids to look adorable all the time and is pushing those bows anytime she can. So we absolutely love that. And now from here, it's your avatar. So it's the people that are within that target customer. For example, a regular exposure has three. So we have like our regular exposure customer, and then we have our seasoned girl. Our seasoned girl is one that is really going to, she's going to want to be more covered. She will spend a little bit more money, but she really doesn't get on social media a whole lot. She actually finds us a lot through like our email, and she's been with us for a month. And that's how she finds out about our new drops. Then we have our millennial insider. And our millennial insider is more of one that will look for a deal. She's going to wait for a coupon code. And she is really just in there to shop, and she's getting it. And then we have our inspired insider. And that's one that is maybe not able to purchase from a regular exposure because we are a little bit more expensive, but instead is able to really, you know, grab onto the culture of a regular exposure. That's what they love about us. So with that being said, in finding your target customer, we have found her, your Hazel Bowes customer. So I feel like the easiest way to segment them is always age and price point. So how much they're spending when they walk in, as well as how old they are. So price point, I feel, is probably going to be a little bit easier for you because you're saying they're all around the same group, right?
Yeah. I try to keep my price point not too expensive, and especially with little kids' clothes, I have a lot of sets. I really sell a lot of sets, and I sell a lot of accessories. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have an expensive price point. I keep it between, like, most of my accessories go anywhere from, like, bows are, like, $5 to $7. Any jewelry that I may have could go anywhere from $10 to $20. And then I have sets that have kind of, like, ruffles on the ends of the pants and on the ends of the shirts. So I sell those for around $25 to $35, depending on what they bring.
Okay, perfect. So I think our best bet for customer segmentation and just creating at least two avatars will be based on a person who comes in and purchases a full look, or they only purchase like an accessory or something like that, and then your person that comes in and buys like half of your store. So depending on how much they spend, whether they come to you. So you have like your high spender and your low spender. Your low spender might come more frequently, but they don't have as much money at one time. So would you say that you do have those two different customers where you do have somebody that'll come in and buy like three outfits and one person that'll come in and buy like one? Or do you notice more that you have somebody come in and they'll buy an accessory and then you'll have somebody that comes in and buy one outfit?
I don't think I've established that just yet.
Okay, cool. So that's something, whenever you're working on your avatars and really learning who your customer is, I suggest to look at for that. Who's buying just accessories and who's buying a full outfit? I think that's going to be your biggest differentiation, and you'll be able to really segment your marketing. So whenever you have a new accessory come in, you can send to the email list that's only really buying accessories. And then whenever you have a new set, you can send to the people that are buying a lot of your sets, or, you know, they just had another baby or whatever it may be. You're going to be able to segment a little bit more. And you probably have, you know, I'm sure you're probably getting a lot of people that they'll come and buy an accessory for like a baby shop. People grab like a bow and a piece of jewelry, and that's what they're giving to the mother. And then you have the mother coming. So maybe that's another way to look at your avatars as well, is mothers versus friends and family of the mother.
Okay.
Yeah, And so you'll create your avatar as you go along as well. So like we just established our avatars in regular exposure. So it does take a minute.
Yeah. So what do you use the avatars for? Like, are they actual avatars that we're using for something, or what are they used for?
It's an essential way to visualize everything. So it is giving you the ability to segment these people, these customers, into these three specific categories and their spending habits and how much they're spending in their the way they found you. Like I explained with regular exposure, we have our seasoned gal, our millennial, and our inspired. So I'm able to segment our customers depending on how they found us, how much they're willing to spend, and what they are attracted to on our website. I'm able to divide them into those categories and target my marketing to make sure it serves them specifically. So it's really for your marketing to make sure that you're able to serve them. Because you know, you get all those spammy emails and you're like, this doesn't even apply to me. The way to convert more sales is to give people things that apply to only them, because they feel like you're talking to just them. They feel very special. So this will give you opportunity to really target and segment your marketing to ensure that you're not overflowing them with information that they don't feel is being delivered. Okay. Yeah. It just gives it a little more of a streamlined process to check out. And it becomes very helpful in design decisions when you start designing stuff as well. Because whenever you're like, we'll be designing sometimes for our seasoned insider, we're like, she wants to be more covered. So we need to make sure we have something in this collection for her so she feels very covered and secure. And then we need something for our millennials that's just not as covered because we like to have a little bit more skin tone. And then our inspired insider, she likes to be all out. We're out here at the club having the time of our lives, so we want to have all the skin showing. And so with that being said, we're able to design and even forecast better because we understand our customers that much more.
Okay. So the avatars is not like an actual avatar. It's just something that we're just kind of idealizing and just putting in our notes. Okay.
Right. So, oh. You're saying this a lot. Okay. You try and mute on your end for me.
Mute.
Mhm. Okay. Is the echo better now? We'll wait a second and see if the echo is better. I don't hear it on my end anymore, but I thought it was just me whenever I was hearing it.
I don't hear it.
Okay, so I'm gonna have you mute, Dana, so that way I'll go ahead and go over this again real quick so that way we have a full understanding and then we can actually hop into someone else's avatar as well. But Dana was asking about the avatars themselves on if the avatar is like a true customer, if it's actually like this figment, or if it's just something we have in our notes to kind of base our segmentation and our forecasting on. So the whole purpose of the avatars that we're creating is actually to really help us with our segmentation and marketing. So, you know, you get all those silly spammy emails and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sick and tired of seeing this. I don't care about it. And the way to get people to go straight to checkout a little bit easier, a little bit faster, not near as much like friction, is to give them exactly what they want. And the best way to do that is to really finite them into specific categories. So as I was explaining earlier, a regular exposure has three avatars. We have our inspired insider, our millennial insider, and our seasoned insider. So our inspired insider is one, she really doesn't have a whole lot of money. She's probably straight out of college. She is sitting right here in like early Gen Z and she likes all of her skin showing. We're out at the club having the time of our lives. And then you have your millennial insider. She has a little bit more spending power, but she has a little bit more spending power when it comes to just purchasing clothing. And she is typically looking for a discount. She is wanting a discount code of some kind, and she really doesn't care about the whole experience. She just wants to shop and get out. And then we have our seasoned insider. Our seasoned insider, she likes to be more covered, like our For Everybody suit, loved by the seasoned insider. She likes to be more covered. She will spend quite a bit more money than our other two insiders, but she really wants, she does identify with the culture and she's been with us for a minute. So that's how we set up our avatars. But whenever I was talking to Dana, she was telling me that her company is called Hazel Bows, right? Okay, perfect. And she said that a lot of her customers have a tendency to find her via Instagram, but right now she's in pop-up shops, and that's how she's getting a lot of her sales right now. And it's usually young moms, girl moms specifically, and she sells a lot of accessories, bows and purses and jewelry. And then she's also noticed she's selling a lot of sets with like ruffles at the bottom of the, like at the ankle, and ruffles at the end of the sleeve. And then it's all bright colors for the most part. She's not noticing a whole lot of neutrals moving. It's mostly bright colors moving. So this being said, we found now her target customer. So from finding your target customer, you can then bump into finding your avatars. So at this point, I had mentioned to Dana that we need to look at future sales. So as moving forward, kind of start creating your avatar of, okay, well, we have our people that come in and they buy mostly accessories, and I notice they're kind of shopping for a gift. So this is for your baby showers, your baptisms, your birthday parties, whatever it may be. They're shopping for someone else, not for their own child. And then you have your moms that come in and they're actually shopping for a child. And those are the ones that are most likely to buy a set, an outfit of some kind, because they know the sizes and they're fully aware of what their child actually will wear and not just like rip off. So with that in mind, that's one way to just deviate your avatars in a very, very easy way. You also have spending capacity. So how much does each person spend? Is this a grandma that's coming in that has a fortune in her last name and she's just ready to spend all the money on the firstborn grandbaby? Or is it a, you know, very young mom, just came out of college, just came out of high school, whatever it may be, and is just very young and really trying to get her start and just wants her child to look cute whenever she goes to daycare? Whatever it may be, you're able to really differentiate your customers in multiple ways, and you'll find themselves going into their own categories. And then from there, you'll have your 2 to 3 avatars. And these are purely, like I say avatar just to make it easier. I have a tendency to name my target customer. Even whenever I was in school, you would catch me in a marketing campaign, and if I was talking about somebody, I named them Brittany, or I named them Tanisha. I named them somebody because it gave me an actual person in my head to associate all of this with. And it made it a lot easier to market to them because I can sell to a human, but I can't sell to a segment. It's just a little thing I have in my head. In turn, these avatars make it so much easier because each customer is going to fit into one of these categories. And from there, you're able to sell directly to them, and they're going to feel like it's a very, very personal connection. Even if you're actually talking to 40,000 people, they're going to think you're only talking to them, which makes the customer relationship so much better, and it'll actually push for advocacy and loyalty in your brand. So that's the gist of them. Morgan, I want you to hop up here. I think you'd be fun. Morgan, you should do it. Dana, did you have any more questions about avatars before you hopped off about how they relate to your brand specifically?
No, I'm just here to learn.
Well, we're very happy you're here, and I appreciate you having us here. It means the world.
Thank you.
Of course.
I don't know how to exit though.
Okay, Morgan, I want you to hop up here. I think you would be great to have up here since you have already mentioned that you think you're only supposed to have one avatar, or you thought you were only supposed to have one avatar. So, request to speak, Morgan, and I'll pop you in here and we can chat about the difference between an avatar and a target customer, because there is a big difference, and I think it'll really help other students who might have the same question. Thank you for telling me about the echo, by the way, because I thought it was only me, and I was like, maybe it's just me and my speakers, because sometimes they mess up, and I definitely have spilled a strawberry refresher or two on here, so. Okay, Morgan, I've accepted you. And y'all are more than welcome to toss your questions that you may have about avatars or, you know, about target customers. A lot of this is really about, yes, okay, Tish, I will definitely go over that since Morgan had asked a very similar question about, you know, only having one avatar. I'm going to explain while she's on here. We're going to actually go through what her target customer is versus what her avatars may be, because it is different. So with your target customer, while we're waiting for Morgan to hop in, your target customer is your general customer. This is the person you seem to attract at a regular exposure. We've noticed that we really attract, like, you know, women from 25 to about 35, and they are, you know, very fashion forward. They want to be unique. They want to have their own style, and they really just want to look badass. Excuse my French. They want to look like the absolute insta baddie. They have a tendency to not really know how to put their outfit together, but they do want that look. So we have a tendency to provide them that look. That being said, from those 25 to 35, you're not only going to attract those people, you're going to attract a plethora of people outside of that 25 to 35 age range, spending about $200 per order. In turn, your avatars come about. So these are very specific personalities. And with ours at a regular exposure, we have three specific personalities that we've noticed from our customers, and our customers filter into those personalities. And that is our inspired insider. That's our girl directly from college for the most part. She has buying power. Like, she probably just landed her first job in corporate. She's vibing, having the time of her life. Because fun fact, Gen Z is the biggest buying power right now. Whoa. But Gen Z is the biggest buying power, and she is really showing it. She's that corporate baddie, having the time of her life, just landed that crazy deal that she wasn't prepared to land. And she wants to go out with her friends. She wants to show all the skin. She is a single and ready to mingle kind of vibes. And then you have your millennial. She likes to be a little bit more covered up, but she still likes to show some skin. She still likes to go out on date night and, like, have a little bit of their back showing or something of that sort. But doesn't really like anything too crazy, because they are most likely a first-time mom or are really just kind of starting to step into being comfortable seeing as more of a mature woman. And then you hop into our seasoned insider, and our seasoned insider is typically between the ages of, like, 35 to 45, even a little farther. She will spend a bag. She is not afraid. And she is definitely going to, once she finds a style, she will buy it in every single color. With no ifs, ands, or buts, every single color. She loves our clothes. She is an avid irregular girl, and she flaunts it. And she's just willing to spend a little bit more money and has a tendency to want to be more covered up. So our millennials like the little skin. Our insiders wanted everything out. And then you have our seasoned insiders. They like our suit and things that really do cover them up completely.
I know you're loving this entry. I know you're loving this lecture right now. Josie is going in. We just filled you guys in on what it truly is within a target customer versus an avatar. And I know we gave you guys a lot of game. Josie literally just told you guys about the three different avatars we have at a regular exposure, which I am so excited about. Like I told you guys at the beginning of this entry. But if you want full access to the rest of this amazing lecture, make sure you guys register for the TFA Elite membership. Our membership is so powerful, guys. You get two live lectures like this one every single month. So I'm excited for you to partake in the conversation. We also have a lot of surprise instructors and conversations coming up with your favorite fashionpreneurs, celebrity stylists, influencers, you name it. Everybody that's pushing minority fashion culture forward, I'm bringing them in. All right, that's just what it is. So make sure, guys, that you register right now for TFA Elite membership so you don't miss out on the rest of this conversation. And make sure that we hopefully see you in our next lecture. All right, y'all, I hope you enjoyed, and we will see you soon within the TFA Elite membership.